Excuse me, before I let y'all get up out of here, oh, I'm sorry. Come here, Greg.
Rudy just reminded me that I didn't say enough about the power of community.
Oh, okay.
Power of
community. If anything I've carried away from Grace, if anything I have started working on is that power, that one person at a time. I've
written about it, you know. If I don't have it with me, because when I see you hungry, my food turns to poison, makes me burst. When I see your precious blood out of place, your bones exposed in death, my blood chills and stops as I try to give you breath. I must keep you. I must keep you from all fear and danger. I must wound your peace of mind. Help you find joy. Help you find release, because you are part of the somebody-ness of me. And I'm thinking we're coming to a place where we're going to, I cannot own that which you cannot also possess. Your crime is mine.
Ooh.
Not only, I'll confess. Because you share the somebody-ness of me. And that's, I mean, what I'm learning from, I only say this because it's I've held it, these little talks we've had, and those people you tell me about with the water, and I see a few people, you know, who give what they've little got, and I think about my mother, who, that's what she did, you know. She played the numbers, got a little lucky, and fed people. You know what I mean? So I've seen examples of it. I've seen examples of it from some rich people, too. And how do we, I wouldn't say institutionalize it, but how do we make it real? How do I know that if you're hungry, I can't eat? Because you will cut my throat if you go hungry enough. Eventually, that's what it leads to. The peace I want, you know, is not mine. Unless you, and I keep talking about thinking about the French Revolution. The music, we have no bread, we're hungry, we're hungry. And Queen says, well, let them eat cake. And before you know it, heads were dropping in buckets. And the whole system changed. Not saying that that's the solution. But the system did change. And enough people, you know, began to turn in a different direction. I'm seeing people who, I'm living long for a reason. I'm thinking I must be here for something. And so I understand the power of money, I understand what all that means. So I must be here for something. And that must be when I'm old enough. I've done this, I've done that. And what do I do about what I believe? Yeah. When do I say, sell all the house and cash, sell all the ass and give it all? You know, when I'm laying in bed and I'm worried about something somebody stole from me. And to put in practice just so to organize enough to put in practice to begin the march toward what we know. We know we can't eat for 1, 2, 3 meals a day. We know that wealth and greed is stupid. And you know, if you can't share it, you can't take it with you. Anytime I've seen, when I see, I go to auction galleries and I see the people all the stuff they left that they gave years. Somebody's got to make us see this. Somebody's got to make us see that anything that junk we can use of. And I think about my mother, because we all have a little somebody that we understands any religious doctrine that you want to meet, including Malcolm, I could go on into other ones too, you know. I think about Father Divine, he came closest to it, I know. He really did collect money and set up little kingdoms of people who were starving in the street. When I was coming along, you couldn't go hungry if you went to Father's. But you could live for 15 cents if you had it, and nothing if you didn't. So, and you got me thinking about the kids, you know, who sent us, getting water together. So, because we are such spectacular sets of circumstances as human beings, how do we actualize that power? That's where I am at my old age. It's possible, but you said it, and it's been said ever, because you've seen people doing this. We see it. And somebody in the neighborhood doesn't have food in the apartment building. A little string of people get together with their bags and take it to them. That sounds simplistic. But because you didn't talk about that, the power maybe of the people. We can march and we can write letters. That's why I'm doing. When I get old, I'm so glad I can write. You know, maybe I need $100 because I got my college education for free. And I think every college education would be for free. Put my money where my mouth is.
Can I say a couple things?
Please.
First, we really want to thank the Breck Forum for hosting us. Really, Matt and Kazembe especially for doing so much work. We want to thank some of the other organizations help promote this event, The Nation, Monthly Review. We want to thank Blue Stockings Books for selling books here yesterday. And Grace's last event in New York will be tomorrow at Blue Stockings at 7 p.m. And we'll have time to do some Q&A as well. So I hope you can make it there. I want to thank Nikhil Singh and NYU for helping to organize this trip. And especially since you know how early she gets up to bring you the real news every day, I really want to thank one more time Amy Goodman.
To own a debt of gratitude to the nation. I ain't used to needing one of these. Excuse me. Once again, my name is Matt Burko. I'm speaking because they may about to go ahead and take off, so he asked me to give a couple remarks of gratitude. One, as Scott said, to the nation, to Monthly Review, to Democracy yes, Now, to the folks at WBAI who did a whole lot of work to bring you all out here. I want to thank you all for coming out and making this night special as it was. I want to thank Rudy D for coming out. I want to thank Scott, Amy, and please thank me one more time. And Angela Jones, who tore it down. And please join me once again in thanking Grace and making this happen.
Anybody got some paper towels?